Hi there, this is Erin Nicole, and you're listening to the Move Happy Movement podcast. On this show, I interview people from all over the world. Sometimes I do sermons from the divine. The Holy Spirit whispers the topic to me throughout my day and tells me when to hit record and when to upload it and share it with you. Sometimes I share music with you that He inspires through me to help empower you to find happiness from within. This show is filled with mental tools to help you not give up today, tomorrow, not ever. And just driving, doing some errands. Just got done with work for the week, and the Holy Spirit whispered to me, I want you to speak on the topic of the thief in the night. So the first thing that came to mind was the enemy. The enemy loves to come and steal things from you, whether it be your joy, your self-worth, your positive opinion of someone else, get you upset, cause division in relationships. Loves to steal things. Loves to steal it. Doesn't always have to be at nighttime. But often, many of us go to bed at night, and the last things we think about, we mull over, can sometimes drift into our dreams, and then our brain is processing everything that's happened throughout the day. Like I said, the enemy loves to cause division in relationships. So you might, maybe this week you got in a disagreement with your partner, your spouse, or a coworker, or your child. Maybe a couple disagreements, and you just can't figure out how to make amends with this person, so you just kind of avoided the situation altogether. That's the enemy sinking his teeth into your relationship. You gotta kick him in the teeth. You gotta first confess to the Father that you need His help. Repent of whatever you need to repent of. If you did something wrong to your friend or your family member or your colleague or your child, go to them and apologize. Make things right. Whether it's write a letter or speak in person or over the phone. Ask the Father in your prayer time to replace. Once you've asked Him for forgiveness, say, Father, I need you to replace this hole in my heart. This relationship is on the fritz, and I know that you love it when your children are working and living in harmony. So please come in and fix it. I'll do whatever you tell me to do, but I need you to do what you do best, which is create miracles. The enemy loves to cause division, especially amongst believers. The last couple of weeks has been stressful. Not sure why, but last week I received an email. I've been paying for a few months to Trinity Broadcasting Network, TBN's third-party arm, for publishing my book and for advertising fees to their 2 billion household network. We've had a contract since last year, and the financials weren't ready last year, and this year the financials were a lot better. So I've been paying a couple of months now, and last week I received a really odd letter or email from someone that is, their email address was not affiliated with TBN or Trilogy, didn't know who the person was. They emailed me and like 1,000 other people asking for our banking information. I was like, red flag. This does not look legitimate. So I sent it to my, I don't know what you call them, account manager person that signed me up for the services. And I said, is this from you guys? The email address doesn't include TBN. Just wanted to run this by you and make sure. Also, they had already gotten my banking information, which is why, like, how they were getting my monthly payments. I was paying them twice a month, So why did they need my banking information to set up the royalties? Unless they wanted to confirm that it's not a different bank account than the one I'm currently paying on and whatnot. So once the book is ready and finalized, who they would be paying and how they would be getting the royalties to us was what was requested last week from this unknown person at another business name's email address. So my account manager confirmed, said, yes, this is from us. Please, when you have a moment, fill in the information. That'll help us move things along. I was like, okay, great, perfect. And I wrote her back and I was like, not a problem. I'll get this handled. Also, when you get a chance, please let me know who I should be hearing from, their names, so that I can, you know, I don't have to keep bothering you and reaching out to you asking if this is legit from you guys and whatnot. And that way I keep an eye out for certain names that should be reaching out to me. Didn't hear from her. This week, I received an email from a different person, but they CC'd my account manager and a couple other people saying that they are breaking the contract with me. No reasoning behind it, but they are no longer needing to work with me. I was like, what? You were asking for me to get you my banking information for royalties last week. And I'm pretty sure you messed up real bad and sent my email along with 1,000 other people's email sharing our private information without our permission, which is against the law. Or you got hacked into, not sure which. And now you're canceling the contract? What's going on? So I reached out to my connection that used to work directly for Tony Robbins. And he and I chatted last year. He was very excited to hear that I had a contract with TBN. He said, well, Tony's got partial ownership with the company. Did you know that? I said, no, I didn't know that. He said, yeah, so that's great. He's like, I've got a friend that's a high-ranking manager as well. I was like, awesome. He's like, so yeah, I'll maybe I can reach out to them and get things moving along. That was last year before I had the financials kind of in order. Hadn't heard from him, but he's kind of flaked a couple of times on me. Just he's got a busy life and whatnot, so I don't hold my breath on things. But I reached out to him today, so we'll see what happens. But the thief loves to steal, loves to cause division in Christian relationships, in believers' relationships, because if we are a divided house, then we cannot be fighting against him, the enemy. He loves it when we're divided. So, some things to keep in mind when you're in battle, and we are in a spiritual battle, awareness of the enemy is key. So if you can pinpoint, you can be aware that the enemy is trying to cause division in your family, is trying to cause division in your school, if you're a student, or in your job, if you're newly married, in your marriage, wherever. Awareness is key. That's first step. Bring it to the attention of that other person. Bring it to their attention directly. Don't talk about them to other people. That is another quick way to cause division. But go to them directly and say, hey, I want to patch things up. I feel like there's a little bit of rough edges. Some words were said. Some tones were made. Whatever you need to say, fix it. If they are in alignment with you spiritually, ask them, hey, can we pray about this? Like, I'm feeling like the enemy is trying to attack and cause division in our relationship. Can we pray for a hedge of protection in our marriage, in our family, whatever? And then go from there. Awareness is key. Speaking aloud, second step to the person. And then third step is making actionable steps to strengthen your relationships. So if you're struggling with, maybe you got a rowdy teenager at home. Hey, let's have one night a month or one night a week is yours and my time, where we go and go get some ice cream, talk about our week, talk about our struggles or strengths, go for a walk, whatever. That you have that allocated time where it's like your date night with your child. Same thing for you and your spouse. If you're a newly married person, and you're arguing with them, you're bickering, you're fighting, if you're not doing a date night weekly, you need to be doing date nights weekly. And men, step up. Romance your wife. My husband, great man, great counselor of other men. I heard him speak on regular occasion, telling them that you always admit, as the man, you always admit it is your fault because you are the head of household. It is always your fault. If you, even if it's not your fault, you admit that it is your fault, then your spouse will own up as well to their part. And then you can find amicable ground and move forward. Forgive each other and move forward. The enemy loves to steal your joy, to break down relationships, to keep you from doing kingdom work. That's what it's about. We are in a spiritual battle. And if you don't believe that to be true, maybe someday you will. I will say that I've been blessed for a long time. The parents that I grew up with, my mom was very devoted to learning. Having spiritual growth was a regular expectation of herself. And I desired, because she role modeled it to me, to learn about my faith and to learn that I could be a stronger Christian, that I could develop spiritual skills, just like I could develop, you know, athletic sports skills, right? And musical skills, right? The more you practice, the better you get when you're practicing with intention and you're doing things with intentionality, and we'll say the right procedural ways. It's a little bit different with spiritual stuff versus like physical skills and whatnot. But I definitely am grateful for that. Couldn't tell you a week where mom wasn't enrolled in some sort of class at the church, learning something. Couldn't tell you a time when mom didn't invite me to be a part of a women's ministry when I was living back in my home state. Every single time she would invite me to be a part of things, and I'm glad she did. Anytime I was available, I would join in. So I learned in, I think, maybe junior high or maybe even elementary level, because we had great pastors at the church. Very young age, learned how to pray in the spirit, how to pray using like the prayer of Jabez and asking for the Father to increase my territory, praying around buildings. We were such a real strong-knit spiritual community, our church body. And we had great youth pastors, great main head pastor and his wife, learned a lot from them. And that's the neat thing about being a believer, is that even in difficult times, like in the last couple of weeks, I have to remind myself, okay, I've been through way worse. And this was a good thing that I got signed up in this contract. Initially, it was a great thing. 2 billion households knowing my story, and then my book sales, 100% of my book sales are going towards veterans and first responders. I'm not keeping a penny of it. I'm paying out of pocket to get it published, and I'm not keeping any of it. It's my give back because I'm grateful for being alive, because of the security teams that protect our presidents of America. They worked together on all political party sides. The enemy would love to cause division because I'm close to the finished, released product. but I'm not going to let them win. Even if we don't do it through TBN, so what? The Father has something bigger planned. I know it. I was thinking about the book, The Five Love Languages, and when I was a contractor, which I am now, but back my first time being a contractor with the military, I was stationed at JBLM, and we did an event for the FRG program for the spouses, and they had our booth. I was a health educator with the Armed Wellness Center, AWC, Armed Forces Wellness Center, and right next to us at this event was the chaplain, and he had piles and piles of the Five Love Languages book. And I was like, okay, what's the deal with this book? My mom's got a copy. I've seen it at the church. Like, what's going on? And he said, well, we found that our soldiers are really struggling with PTSD. They're actually impacting their spouses that are home by telling them stories. They don't know what to talk about, and they're seeing a lot of death and destruction. So this book actually gives them healthy topics to read about and to have discussions about with their spouse. So we give a copy to the spouse, and then we mail a copy to the soldier in the Army. I was like, that is so neat. So I was thinking that maybe the Father has closed this door with TBN because he would like me to share my story with all the military branches. I have no idea. Nothing is set in stone yet. I've reached out to my friend that has got connections to TBN directly. So I'm trusting that the Father is going to handle it. The enemy would love to steal my joy, my excitement, because I've been talking for over a year about the release of my book. Been talking about it for over a year. So this is just a little speed hump that I gotta get over. And I'm not alone. So if you're feeling similar to me, maybe you're going through a difficult time and you don't have a personal relationship with the Father, where you just feel like you're being stolen from and there's no restitution, there's no resolution for you, I gotta tell you that that's not true. The Father restores everything in His timing, and He gives you double for your trouble. If you read Job chapter 40 or 41, it's the last chapter, He will give you double for all the trouble you go through. You got to keep believing in Him and speak it into existence. Speak your faith. He is moved by the faith of His people. If you don't think that you have a relationship with Him and you would like to connect with Him directly, just repeat after me. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for this gift of salvation. I can't earn it or buy it. I know you give it freely to those who believe in your Son, Jesus Christ. Father, I know I'm a sinner. I need your forgiveness. Please come into my heart and never leave my side. I pray this in your heavenly name. Amen. If you just prayed that prayer for the first time, we want to welcome you to the family. Your next step is to get plugged into a Bible-based church. Keep God first place. Any ask, Father? Okay, the Father just asked for you to get on your phones and call TBN directly and tell them you want my book released. It's called Choosing Joy, How to Slay Your Enemies Through Love. Thanks, guys. Don't forget to tell someone you love them today. Oh, and He's given me a verse for you. Isaiah 17:4. And Luke 13:11-17, I believe. 1 Corinthians 4:3. All right, love you guys. See you next time.